You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Swinging a high drive into center field. Hits at the wall. It is gone. Cassis does it again. Again. It's gone. It's into the bullpen. This game is tied.
And he swings and rips one to center field. It's high. It's deep. It's back. It's gone. Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over. The Red Sox.
Welcome back to Play Tessie. We are here to preview the Red Sox upcoming four-game series with the Cleveland Guardians, the first place in the AL Central Cleveland Guardians. They're 10-5. The Red Sox sit in a tie for third place in the AL East. They are 9-7. Did I say the Guardians were 10-7?
Yeah.
10-5. They're 10-5.
It's even better than 10-7 because that's two less losses.
Fewer losses to be the
greater. You're not going to hear analysis like that on any other show.
Nope. But this is the official Red Sox podcast of WEI. Before we get into this preview, remember to hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app. And then if you're listening on YouTube, subscribe to WEI. We've got our own playlist in there. So subscribe there. Rate it 5 stars if you're listening on podcast platforms. Hit that thumbs up if you're watching it on YouTube. Follow us at PlayTessie on both Twitter and Instagram. Let's get right into this thing, man. Let's get right into it. Pitching matchups. First game, 11 a.m. We've got, and I didn't look up the pronunciation, but I think I've got it right. Xavion Curry.
Nailed it.
Right? Yep, yeah. You got it.
Xavion Curry versus Cutter Crawford. Xavion Curry will be making his season debut. Last year, he had a 4.07 ERA in 41 outings, 9 of which were starts. Cutter Crawford this year, he's got an 0.57, a pristine 0.57 ERA. Last start, he had 5 innings, no earned runs. But the caveat here is that he has walked 7 guys in his last 2 starts. So something to keep an eye on with Cutter. He's put guys on base. He's gotten out of it. But if he keeps that up, the dam will break at some point. Has not yet. Hopefully will not. Game two, we've got second place AL Rookie of the Year finisher from 2023, Tanner Beebe versus Garrett Whitlock. Beebe this year has not been as good as he was last year when he finished second in the Rookie of the Year voting behind Gunnar Henderson and in front of Tristan Casas. This year, he's got a 5.93 ERA. He, in his last start, threw 4.1 innings, allowed 5 earned runs. Garrett Whitlock this year, another pristine ERA, 1.26. His last start, he went 5 innings, 1 earned run. Game three, you've got Ben Lively for the Cleveland Guardians, another guy making his season debut. And this one's against Tanner Houck. Ben Lively last year was with the Reds. He had a 5.38 ERA in 19 games, 12 of which were starts. Tanner Houck this year, coming off his worst start of the year, but before that he hadn't allowed an earned run. So he has a 2.04 ERA. Last start went 5 2/3. He allowed 7 runs, 4 of which were earned. He allowed 12 hits. So he was certainly not on his A game. I believe he had 2 straight starts against the Angels, if I'm not mistaken. Do I have that right, guys? Did he make 2 straight against the Angels?
Yep.
So, yeah, obviously that plays a factor. And then the last game, best analysis you'll ever find. You've got TBD for Cleveland and Cooper Criswell for the Red Sox. 4 innings, 2 runs in his first and only start of the season. So that's what I got for you there. Hitters to watch. Jose Ramirez is off to a slow start, but he's obviously their best player. He's at a 692 OPS, so someone to watch. He has really hit the Red Sox hard. Last year, I remember he took – God, why am I forgetting his name? The guy who had the anti-gay slurs, what was his name?
Dermody.
He took Dermody to the moon last year. He actually may have hit 2 homers off Dermody. It was 2 homers that game. I forget if both were off Dermody. But, yeah, keep an eye on that dude because he is really, really good. They've also got Josh Naylor, who is killing it this year. 347 average, four homers, 1116 OPS. Steven Kwan is really good on both sides of the ball. 368 average, two bombs, 871 OPS. And last hitter of note, Andrés Giménez, a guy who has gotten MVP votes in the past and got a pretty big extension from Cleveland a couple of years ago. He's hitting 310 with an 813 OPS, plays platinum glove level defense in the field. This is a Guardians team that plays the game right. They're a good fundamental team. They always have been. They will be for the foreseeable future. A very well-run organization. Fellas, let's get into these series predictions, unless you have any comments on the matchups or the hitters before we want to get into that. But up to you guys. What do you got?
I don't think the Guardians are well-run.
Really?
They're a good fundamental team. They don't spend money.
They flatline at good but not great, and they never. I mean, they've reached the World Series once in the last 10 years, but they let everyone walk. Lindor, really good.
They don't have good owners, but they have always played good fundamental baseball. They play the game in a way that allows them to win with less.
They're always good, never great, but always good.
But they always. They're one of those teams, though, that has a very good knack of turning out legit major league talent. Like, they're always going to have a rotation of mid threes, low fours guys. They're always going to have a very good defense. They always are very good defensively.
Yes.
Offensively is where they've run into trouble since probably the Lindor trade, really, that 2016 run.
Yeah, they have no punch.
Very, very good talent acquisition and development in terms of pitching and defense. So, I mean, that's the one area two areas that the Red Sox haven't been great in. So it would be pretty cool if we could steal some of that.
And you know what? You're making me think is like, yes, they have always been good with pitching development, but notable how many good Cleveland Guardians pitchers the Red Sox are not seeing this series. Shane Bieber was off to an incredible start. Ended up needing Tommy John surgery after two dominant outings. Tristan McKenzie off to a subpar start, but like he's a good pitcher that the Red Sox are going to miss here. Gavin Williams, one of the best pitching prospects in baseball. The Red Sox will not see him. He's on the injured list. Who's the other kid? Logan Allen. I really like Logan Allen. He got hit around on Sunday, but he's a good pitcher that the Red Sox won't see. Like the fact that you're getting... And I guess I shouldn't say necessarily won't see. There is a TBD in there. That might be Tristan McKenzie. I don't know.
Yeah, we're also not getting that young gun. He's going to have a good future. Carlos Carrasco, young up-and-coming pitcher. We're not going to see him.
Brand new. No, but dude, Bybee is nasty. He might be their best guy now that Bieber's out. I don't know if
Bybee? Did I pronounce that wrong?
Yeah, I put it in the chat. Bybee.
Oh, shit. I thought you were saying bye-bye.
No.
I thought you were literally just saying bye. Like, you went off camera for a second, so I thought you were just saying bye.
No, I sneezed like 47 times. That's why I went off camera. I don't know what happened.
Larry, are you allergic to Larry?
No, definitely not. He would be gone if I were allergic to Larry. But
Hey!
I would have eaten him.
That's even worse if you're allergic.
Eat cat meat if you're allergic. Bybee, he's nasty, man. Like you said, finished ahead of Costas in the Rookie of the Year voting last year. He, other than Bieber, who's out now, that might be their guy. And then, of course, Williams, McKenzie. But, yeah, for the most part, the fact that you get Lively and Curry, it's a good thing. Also, what a massive, massive advantage the Red Sox have on Marathon Monday. Yeah. You got these guys who just played 10 innings against the Yankees. Yankees choked like crazy. Losers.
Hold on a second. Did the Yankees win or the Yankees swept them?
No.
They lost today.
The Guardians won?
Yeah, they blew a 3-run lead in the 10th inning.
Oh.
Gordy, you didn't know that? Night. No, I just made your night.
Let's go.
So, yeah.
Yeah, Kenny Ferguson blew it.
Have to figure it goes like this.
Oh, wow. That's right.
They play 10 innings against the Yankees. They're already playing extra baseball. Finish around like 4:30, 5 o'clock. Shower, media, do all that. Then they get ready to go, head to the airport, probably flying as we record right now. It's a little before 9:30. They're going to land Actually, they're definitely still flying. They're going to land late, get to the hotel probably around like 11:30, midnight, get to sleep, wake up extremely unusually early morning for them, and then they got to get to through all the friggin' traffic, get to Fenway, and play an 11:15 game on the road. So, spoiler alert, I'm at least picking the Red Sox to win one game in this series.
I was about to say, you better after that, you better be picking them to win Marathon Monday.
Yeah, you have to. That you have a massive advantage. Red Sox are home in their beds, sleeping right now. They all go to bed early because they're well-behaved gentlemen. So they're asleep and going to be well-rested. And Cleveland is probably taking shots on the airplane, hammered, puking into the airplane toilets right now because they're not responsible gentlemen like the Sox. And you hate to see that.
So we're going to get into some series predictions here, but just to recap last series, Pat and I had both predicted the Red Sox to win one out of three. Sammy.
Back on the winning track. Didn't get the games all right, but.
You motherfucker.
Stone cold Sammy James with yet another series prediction point. How many series have there been this season?
Is five. It four?
There's been five. He got 2 points in that first series, but he is batting 1,000. He has 5 points. Pat and I didn't get a point that series. So the score is currently Sammy 5, Pat 3, Gordo 0. I have yet to pick.
When I have six, I got two in the first and then four more.
Yeah.
You didn't get the series right last time around.
Yeah, but there's been five series. So it's five. And then you got double points with the first one.
Right.
So I'm not batting 1,000. I'm batting like 850.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah. You're batting 1,000. You could be batting over 1,000, but you're batting 1,000.
Oh, right. Because I got the extra. And so you average. Okay. I get what you're saying. The extra point counts. Yeah. As,
come on. Like I'm doing you. Come on. I'm gassing you up, but well, you like, are going first. You are going first here. It's a 4-game series. Give the sequence because there's opportunities. As we just discussed, if you predict the exact sequence of a 4-game series, you get an extra point, which is what Sammy did in the first series. So, Sammy,
give me the matchups one more time. Look, really quick. Run them down.
All right. Hold on. Pulling it back up. Game one, Xavion Curry versus Cutter Crawford. Game two, Tanner Bibee versus Garrett Whitlock. Game three, Ben Lively versus Tanner Houck. Game four, TBD versus Cooper Criswell.
Okay. I really like this for the Red Sox. I think the Red Sox go win, loss, win, loss. Actually, I was going to say 3 out of 4, but I don't know. Criswell, second time around. Got to hope that he's the fourth game of the series, too. So maybe the bullpen might be taxed by then.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We'll see. But I think the Red Sox win on Marathon Monday. I think they lose to Bibee. I think they beat – sorry. Yeah, lose to Bibee, beat Lively. That's tough. And then the last one, I think they drop it. I don't know. Criswell, he pitched well against the Angels, but how confident can you be with just such a small sample? So I'll go 2 out of 4, win-loss, win-loss. Could be worse.
Pat, where are you at?
I'm going win – yeah, win, loss, win, win. I think that fourth game that I might have spoke to soon, I think that's probably going to be Carrasco. They should tee off Carrasco, even if Criswell is on the bump. I think they should get the better of Carlos Carrasco. So I think they win that one. They'll win. They should win tomorrow. Cleveland gets in late, 11:30 start. Bibee is so good. Bibee is so good. So they'll drop that second game. And then Lively's nothing they haven't seen so far this year. Very average arm. That one might be a little wonky, but that's Houck, right? Lively Houck?
Yep.
Yeah, Hauk, I think Hauk bounces back. So yeah, we're going to win, loss, win, win.
Okay. So Sammy 2 out of 4, Pat 3 out of 4. I am going to say that the Red Sox will win the first two games of the series, will be feeling really good about it, and then they will lose the next two games of the series. The TBD thing is scaring me a little bit because it could be Carrasco, but it could also be Tristan McKenzie. Like we'll see. And Cooper Criswell looked good, but obviously asking a lot of a depth arm to give you multiple good starts in a row. There's now a book on him. I do feel good about Marathon Monday for all the reasons that these guys just said. I have a little bit of confidence that they can win game two, even with probably the best Guardians pitcher they'll see, assuming TBD is not whatever. I like Tanner Bibee is their best guy, but he has struggled this year. 5.93 ERA, not coming off a good start. And I have a pretty good amount of confidence in Garrett Whitlock right now. I've liked watching him pitch. Hopefully he can get 6 innings. But yeah, I'll go 2 out of 4. Win, win, loss, loss. Hopefully, I mean, by God, I haven't even predicted. I'm 0 for 5. Screw the sequence. I haven't even predicted the numbers right. So I'm due for something. Split, I feel like, is percentage-wise the most likely outcome here. So I got to do it.
Well, split's the most likely outcome if the two teams are equal. But if one team's better, then that makes it a little more hairy. Also, why are you afraid of Tristan McKenzie? He's not like he's solid, but fucking Red Sox can hit T-Mac. You got a whole left-handed lineup.
I'm just afraid a little bit of the Red Sox. It's less about the pitchers; it's more about just the lack of confidence in the bats right now. But yeah, just for future crystal bomb purposes, so you guys know the sequence of handedness: righty, 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 and then TBD. But probably a righty.
They don't have any lefties, I don't think. So it has to be a righty.
Yeah.
Do they have any lefties? I'm going to go look. Do some music or something.
No, what else? What's the next segment? Pat, are we going to you for the next segment?
I believe right?
We just predicted series. So, yeah, we're
going to Pat. Oh, sorry. Logan Allen is a lefty.
Okay. But they won't see him because he pitched today, Sunday.
Yeah, he's a nerd. He's scared.
Yeah.
All right. So good to know. Good. Lefties, not the best to face. You saw what Reed Detmers did to them twice. But Pat, what's it time for?
Kids, it's time for Crystal Ball.
Bomb it.
Bomb it. Yep. No one got one this week, right? This weekend?
No, I mistweeted. I thought you got one.
Yeah. I was a big dumb idiot, and I took Masataki Yoshida against the Orioles instead of the Angels.
Wait, did I take?
You took Wong.
Oh, so I got one.
Wong.
Wong didn't. No, that was last series.
No, that was Baltimore.
Wait, no, didn't I say Wong the last series, and then I changed it, and he had a home run, and then this one I said, or did I take Sedan?
No, what happened was last series you said Wong, and then you changed it to Sedan. Wong homered, which was obviously going to happen as soon as you switched your pick. And then this series, you went Wong. He didn't homer. So you can pick anyone besides Wong and Rafaela.
Oh, right. Wong hit the home run in the – yeah, okay.
And then for me, I picked Rafaela. He didn't homer. Last time I picked O'Neill, so I can't pick those guys. Pat went Valdez. And
what?
Yeah, he got landed on by Miguel Sano. So.
All right, I know who I'm taking this week. I'm confident now.
Yeah, I'm done dicking around. Sandy, you can go first.
I'm also done dicking around, and I'm not afraid to double up. I'm picking this guy, and I'm getting a point. So, Sammy, you can go first.
I am not taking Tristan Casas like I could tell you guys thought I was going to pick. I'm taking Thick Willie because he's heating up. They're putting him higher in the order. I think this is the first series that Thick Willie uses that thick baseball bat that he uses to hit baseballs, and he tanks one deep into the right field bleachers, 444 feet.
Big
fours on that. So,
that's a lot.
Yeah. I'm going with Thick Willie.
Pat, I'm going to let you. You got to go second because I'm in the lead. Score update on this, by the way. I have 3 points. Pat has 1 point. Sammy has 0 points.
It's the flip. It is literally the reverse of the series predictions.
Yes, I am awful at predicting series, but I am pretty good at predicting homers. But mainly it's just because picked Tyler O'Neill twice, and he hits homers like every game.
Yeah. All right. I'm going with Jaron Duran. Jaron against all righties. He's been had a okay series against the Angels, but he's been swinging a hot bat the whole season. He's due. I can feel it in my loins. Jaron is due.
I like it, Pat. What do you think? Is he pulling it deep, or is he going oppo just over the monster? He's done. He's done that a little bit
inside the park. No, I'm kidding. No, he's gonna wrap one. He's gonna like wrap one right around the pole. So much so, I will say that he leads off tomorrow's game with a home run.
Wow!
Ooh, 11 a.m. a morning piece.
Yep.
Ooh, that's wow. A good piece of trivia.
Yep, swing in the morning wood.
I wonder. Pee-pee joke. I wonder how many home runs have been hit with the local time as an AM. And that could be midnight, like super late at night, or it could be the marathon Monday game. And I believe there was another morning game last year for some weird
There was
reason.
A bunch of them. There was a bunch of them on the Peacock.
That's why.
It's yeah.
Peacock.
Thank God that shit. It's gone. This is our thing. Let it be our thing, please.
I saw somebody freaking out on Twitter about how like this is so bad for baseball. I'm like, didn't everybody hate the Peacock thing? I thought that was a universal thing that everyone agreed on.
Wait, they thought what was bad for baseball?
I just saw some schmuck complaining when that was announced that Peacock is no longer doing the games anymore.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah.
I can't stand the streaming things. Like, just if you have cable. We could go on about this for hours, but if you have cable, you should be able to watch all your team's games.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a scam.
It's crazy.
I get a call like once a week from friend or family, like, how do I find the game? I'm like, I don't know. I bought cable because I couldn't deal with this anymore. And it's draining my bank account, but at least I can watch the Sox.
All right. I'm going to get my pick. You guys are screwed. This guy's the hottest hitter on the team. I have not picked him one time for Crystal Bomb.
Wow, you're going with Hamilton. Wild. All right. So
Bobby Dalbec.
We got who is it?
Bobby Dalbec.
Yeah. Bobby.
No. Dalbec. Sammy, I know you know who I'm picking. So announce my pick in the T voice.
Dot hottest hitter on the team. Next stop, probably Tristan Casas.
Bang. Yeah, I'm going with Casas. I'm guaranteeing a point here. There's no way he's going the entire four-game series without a home run. It's happening.
I'm actually next week my pick is going to be Casas because I figured if I can get one out of Willie this week, then I could get two in a row and I'm right back in it. So
no, I like your thought process because you know based on what Cora said, Willier is playing every game. He's getting every game against a righty.
By the way, Rob told us it's actually Wilshire.
Okay, go listen to him pronounce the thing on the Red Sox website. It's like he says both, but in one word. So it's not Wilshire. It's not Willier. It's Wilshire. It's like you have to say both the Y and the J at the same time. It's like something like we can't. I think the American pronunciation is Willier. Like he wants
Wilshire or Abreu.
No, it's not Wilshire. It's Wilshire.
Wheelchair.
No.
Wheelchair Abreu.
Wheelchair Abreu.
Okay, yeah, let's just go with that. Thick wheelchair.
You guys know Kenny Kawaguchi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't let this wheelchair fool you. I can play.
Very good. Do you got a Tony Delvecchio? I don't remember what he sounded like. That's
I forget how he sounds. Yeah, I just know he's got the friggin' lollipop, and he's like, everybody's Ooh. Asking why you always get the lollipop or something like that. I don't remember the voice though.
Give me a Reese Worthington.
I forget what he says. He just talked like this, didn't he?
He gave a little bit of a high pitch with a rasp.
Wow, Gordo, look at that. The
high pitch with a rasp.
He's a little Carl Weezer-esque.
You guys want to hear something funny?
Jimmy's man.
You kind of sound like Meatwad.
Meatwad. Hey, Shane. What's going on? Good to see you, man.
All right. Yo, you want to hear a funny backyard baseball related story? I might have told this on the podcast before. You ever tell the Ahmed Khan story? No?
Okay. I don't think so.
So
wait, maybe.
I'm telling it again. I was obsessed with that game as a kid. It was like, complete addiction, played it all the time with my neighbor, Teddy. Shout out, Teddy. And so I would always pick, everyone would always pick Pablo Sanchez because he was the best, but I wanted to be different. So I would pick the second best player, Ahmed Khan. And I remember I had some like great game with him and I was like, oh, Ahmed is so cool. And I went home and asked my parents if I could legally change my name to Ahmed.
What did they have to say to that?
I think they just started cracking up. They thought I was joking and I was really upset. They didn't do it. My name's not Ahmed.
Nope, it's not Ahmed. If you were no. If you were Ahmed, would you still call yourself the Hebrew Hammer?
Yeah, Ahmed the Hebrew Hammer. And I would wear headphones all the time and be like, yeah. What?
You'd look like me. Like,
it's cool. But yeah, I wanted to be Ahmed. I've also asked my parents if I could become Dominican because I thought that if I were from the Dominican Republic, I'd be better at baseball. And my mom was like, you can't just, it's impossible, Sam. You can't just be from there. You're not from there. And then I remember I wanted to be like Manny. So,
oh,
who technically is not from, wasn't he born in like New York?
Manny?
Or grew up in New York?
Manny?
I think no. He grew up in the States, didn't he?
Interesting. I didn't know that.
Oh, A-Rod. A-Rod did.
Yeah, A-Rod's a... Fuck A-Rod. He's from Miami.
Yeah. The Manny thing... He may have gone to high school here, now that I think about it, Sammy, because wasn't he drafted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so he 13 years in Dominican Republic, and then he moved to New York area. So, both.
Okay. Well, on that note, on speaking of Manny, Sammy, what's it time for?
Can't use him. It's time for guys being dudes.
Cha.
So we're going to be picking guys who played for both the Cleveland Guardians or / Cleveland Indians back then and the
whoa,
Boston.
Whoa, hey.
I don't condone the name, but sorry, that's what the team was called back then. So yeah. Pick a guy who played for both. The more obscure, the better, in my opinion. And Pat, start us off.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I thought about this one. I was trying to go really obscure. But I think it's obscure because I don't think many people know he played for them. He was recently in the house this weekend.
Damn it.
Trot Nixon.
Oh.
1 year in Cleveland after he left the Red Sox, and then I believe he went to the Mets.
Yep. Yeah, I was actually weird you pick him. I was looking at images. I was talking to someone about the 2004 team, and I started looking at images of Nixon playing for Cleveland and the Mets. It's gross. Looks so wrong.
OG dirt dog, Trot Nixon.
Oh,
little Fu Manchu, just covered in mud. I love Trot Nixon.
Yeah.
And then, and then he played on the 2007 Indians team that faced the Red Sox in the ALCS.
Yep.
He was right. On that team, did 7 games.
I remember that. That was uncomfortable just to see. That's one of those guys who looks wrong in any other uniform. Like some
it
guy
has to be like the Red Sox hat with all the crap on it.
Yeah. Yeah. The tar, the mud.
Like I think, blood. Like, I hate to say this, but like Mookie on the Dodgers doesn't look weird. That's like, okay. Yeah. He looks like a Dodger. Trot, Cleveland.
It's last thing. Kevin Youkilis on the Yankees.
It was even weird too because one of those guys that I think ended up playing more years there, but like Bronson Arroyo in a Reds uniform was always so weird to me.
Really? I always thought that looked right.
Weird to me. I loved Bronson Arroyo.
Can either of you tell me why Trot Nixon went by the name Trot? I can tell you, but it's weird.
Did he ride horses?
What, Pat?
Did he ride horses?
No, he didn't ride horses. His middle name is Trotman.
What's his first name?
Christopher. Christopher Trotman Nixon. And he just went by Trot. Just happened to be the greatest, like the most perfect baseball name ever.
So he could have been just Chris Nixon? That's so much worse.
That's a politician. How are you? I'm Chris Nixon, and I'm running for Senate here in Alaska.
You're just saying that because it sounds like Richard Nixon.
Yeah. Trot sounds like a thing you do in baseball. Yeah. All right, Gordo, like, who you got?
Pat, you want one more thing before I go?
No, I was going to say it's like, not exactly like, but Rick Porcello. First name's Frederick.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, could have been Freddie Porcello, but instead he went by Rick.
Is Rick short for anything else besides Frederick?
Richard.
Rick? Richard goes to Rick?
Gord, are you kidding me?
I thought Richard went to... Rich? Richie?
Richard goes to...
Yeah. Richard goes to Rick?
Rick, Dick, Rich, Richard.
Ricky, Richie.
Yeah.
What the fuck is his name?
Okay, what did you... So did you think that all Rickies were Rick? With an E at the, like, would they just add it to...
No, did you think all that all Ricks were Frederick?
No, I thought I was like forgetting another name that it was a part of, or that it was a shortened version of. But I guess it's Richard, because I can't think of another name. I guess it's just Richard and Frederick. I never understood why Richard got shortened to Dick. Like, I know it is, but like, it makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
but it's the same thing with Rick. Dick.
Yeah. Did you think Rick was short for Patrick?
Oh, that would work too. You could be Rick.
Yeah, I get Rick every now and then.
Rick Brown. Holy shit, that's so different.
All right. All right, Goro, hit it.
I'm not going to commemorate a specific player here. I'm going to commemorate a trade because this is my excuse to do both guys. The Red Sox traded Justin Masterson for Victor Martinez. And... at the time, Victor Martinez like instantly became my dude. So like this trade happened in 2009, middle of 2009. So Manny was freshly gone. Manny was my favorite player forever. And like, I was just kind of looking for a reason to have a new favorite player, and they got Victor Martinez. And I thought that was super cool, 'cause I was like, oh my God, this guy's one of the best catchers in baseball. So my bar mitzvah theme for the party was that, yeah, we had a Victor Martinez themed party. No, you had to wear a baseball jersey to the party. That was the rule.
Love that.
So my jersey that I wore at my bar mitzvah party was a number 41 Victor Martinez jersey. And I don't think it was signed. I do have a Victor Martinez autograph from something else, but I don't think the jersey was signed. But yeah, Victor Martinez stud. Justin Masterson. Love Justin Masterson. I don't care if he came back and stunk. Like, best baseball name. And it led to so many ekisms in the future. Like, Stat Masterson comes from Justin Masterson, who was Gas Masterson from Eck. And he had... And oh my God, we'll have to get this on the Twitter feed or something. But he had an Olympia sports ad that was really good with that taxi cab dude. Do you guys remember the taxi cab guy for the Olympia sports ad?
No.
Oh, I'll send you guys this. We'll send it. We're having some technical issues on this show right now, so we can't pull it up here during the episode, but we'll tweet it out. I think I tweeted it out at one point a while ago, like maybe even last winter. But like, yeah, this Olympia sports guy comes into my head way more often than you'd think. And Masterson had a good ad there. But yeah, V Martin, Justin Masterson, my dudes for guys being dudes.
You guys know what country Masterson's from?
Jamaica.
Damn.
Is it really?
Yeah, he was born in Jamaica. Swear.
Yeah, he's right.
That's wild.
I really don't know. Okay, I was going to go both of your picks. That was my first and second. But I'll go with Covelli, Lois, Crisp, Coco Crisp. What can you say? One of the best defensive outfielders the Red Sox have ever had. The finger thing that he did on the bat when he go little finger tap. And then he would put his chin on his shoulder. Yeah, Pat's demonstrating it beautifully. I don't understand how he was. Yeah, he would nod his head too. Like
he would just like a, it's like his chin wouldn't get far enough towards his shoulder, so he had to like keep readjusting until it got the perfect.
He way. Always did. Like he, it was almost like he was trying to put his chin like in his armpit. It was always.
Yeah. I don't know how you hit like that, but he did. And one time I was going to the doctor's office. I was a little kid in 2007, and I ran into him in the elevator. And I was so nervous. I couldn't make words come out. I just stared at him. I was like, that's Coco Crisp. And then, yeah. So that's my guy.
So, Sammy, you were probably in your 20s or 30s by the time he got traded to the Red Sox. But Pat, as a kid, like you can relate to me on this. Like they got a guy named Coco Crisp. And it was like Christmas Day. It's like, oh, my God, his name's Coco Crisp.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, who are we trading for next? Fruity Pebbles? Like, yeah, that I remember that. Yeah. My dad was like, yeah. He's like, Red Sox got Coco Crisp. That's fucking stupid. I had no idea who he was.
He also went on to, like, after he left the Red Sox, went to Oakland and was, like, a monster there. He was like,
so really good.
Like the best, not the best numbers, but just huge hits.
He also grew out the afro. He grew out the afro in Oakland.
Right. He had it coming out both sides. Yeah, he's cool, man. I like Coco. And he was like universally liked here too. Great Red Sox player. Underrated at that.
Number All right. Trivia questions for Coco Crisp. I'll take either side. Can you name any of the players who the Red Sox either traded for him or traded him for afterward?
Wasn't it like a pitching prospect from Oakland or some shit?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
They did not trade him to Oakland. He did take a stop before Oakland.
Where'd they trade him to?
Kansas City?
Yep, Kansas City.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Close.
Bobby Witt?
Jed Lowry?
No. Do you want it?
Yeah, tell me.
Ramon Ramirez.
Oh, yeah. Who did they trade to Cleveland?
They traded, may he rest in peace, Andy Marte, who at the time was a stud prospect, Guillermo Mota, reliever, and former backup catcher, Kelly Schopick.
Yes.
I saw a Kelly Schopick jersey at the game the other day.
You know, it's weird. I've seen one before. I don't know
Didn't
where.
Did you see a Kelly Schopick jersey at Winter Weekend?
That's where, Pat. Yes. Maybe it's the same guy.
It's probably the
That'd
same.
That'd be crazy guy. If it was the same guy.
It has to be. If he's a big Red Sox fan at Winter. I mean, if you have a Kelly Schopick jersey. Well, no, maybe it was a gift. Yeah, it's probably the same guy, though.
38, right? Is that what he was, 38?
It sounds right. I couldn't tell you for sure.
He was 10.
Oh, that also sounds right.
Let me check.
10 sounds better to me.
Probably the best 38 in Red Sox history.
It looks like 10.
10. 10 it is.
It looks 10. Like also 48. He might have worn both.
Oh, maybe it's 48.
Yeah. He was 48 on the Red Sox, but yeah. For the most part, he was 10. And it's pretty close. But yeah, both 48 and 10. God, this is the most useful skill I have is knowing jersey numbers. I can't remember the trade trees, but jersey numbers. I wish my brain was good at doing this for like important stuff. That would make me get a really good job and become a rich guy. And I could move to Jamaica with the Masterson family.
Like I forget to change. Like I'll forget to change my laundry over. But last episode, I knew that Josh Rutledge was the return for Shane Victorino in 2014.
Oh, remember, I couldn't remember. I had asked another trivia question that you guys couldn't get. It was the John Farrell one. Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah.
Right.
John Farrell for Mike Aviles.
What number did John Farrell wear?
What?
On the Red Sox when he was the manager. What number did he wear?
Did he have a number?
What? Yes.
What was manager? It?
Cora's 13.
You're right. Cora's 13.
Cora was
Tito? Tito was 47, wasn't he?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, I guess the thing. What was he? What was Farrell?
53.
Had no idea.
Mike Aviles was 13.
this is how my brain works. You'll say the name of a player and a number will pop up in my head. You're like, Farrell, 53. It's not all of them. Most of them, but not all of them. Useless. Dog brain.
Well, on that note, unless you guys have anything else, that's been our series preview. Sammy?
I had something, but it just left my brain. I'll tweet it or something. I don't know. I got nothing. Tired.
Right. Fog brain. It's late. This has been our series preview for Sox Guardians, a 4-game series. We will catch you on the other side of this thing on an episode dropping Friday, probably a couple episodes dropping Friday because there's no off day. But before you head out, and obviously if you have not yet listened to our series recap of the Red Sox series victory over the Angels, that episode will be either above or below this. I'm not sure which one. Click that. Give that a listen. That's our full episode. That is episode 64. But for this episode, for the series preview, we appreciate you guys tuning in. But before you leave, remember to hit that subscribe button, whether you're on the Odyssey app, Apple, Spotify. Hit that subscribe button, rate us 5 stars. And then if you're on YouTube, subscribe to WEI. We've got our playlist there. These are great episodes to watch. We have riveting faces, just great to look at, especially Sammy. give the thumbs up on YouTube. Drop a comment. Give us your crystal ball predictions, your series predictions. And I'll be at the game tomorrow. I might be at another one this year. So I might be going Wednesday. If you see any of us there, you see me there, say hi. Let's talk some Sox. Love meeting you guys, meeting people who listen to the show. We always appreciate you guys tuning in. Till next time, till Friday. For Sammy and Pat, it's Gordo here for Play Tessie for this series preview. Thanks for tuning in. Toodaloo.